Government has assured the business community of continued review and reform of the country's tax and tariff regime, incentive schemes, and the cost of doing business. This is to help ensure that the investment climate is made more competitive and attractive. Vice President Kwesi Arthur gave the assurance when he opened a two-day national stakeholders dialogue on boosting Ghana's foreign exchange resources. He stressed the need to forge consensus on how best to boost the country's foreign exchange earnings. Seth AER reports.
The dialogue is being organized by the Ministries of Trade and Industry and Finance and the Bank of Ghana. Participants are from the business community as part of efforts to transform the structure of the economy by making it export-driven and to particularly resolve the country's trade imbalances. Vice President Ms. Arthur urged the participants to bring their experiences to bear during group discussions to come out with far-reaching policy suggestions.
This country has to embrace change if we hope to move from the current state of reliance on a few traditional commodity exports and the dependency on several imports. The problem has created instability and our economy is vulnerable to external shocks. The situation calls for all of us stakeholders to fashion out the implementation of a comprehensive structural transformation strategy that firstly raises inflows from both traditional and non-traditional exports and secondly radically substitutes for imports. The dialogue is therefore an opportunity to practically confront problems of balancing our trade by reducing imports and boosting exports through appropriate short-term policy interventions.
Vice President Ms. Arthur tasked the Bank of Ghana and other state institutions to check illegal capital flights out of the country.
Whether through ineptitude or active connivance, there are significant leakages of foreign exchange also that occur in our markets. Through the banking system, through documentation fraud and other means, a significant amount of resources are also lost through this means. And I hope that there will be an opportunity to also look at this problem. The government will continue to review and reform the tax and tariff regimes, the incentive schemes, and the general cost of doing business to ensure a competitive, attractive, and hospitable investment climate.
The national dialogue is being chaired by economist and investment consultant Kwame Pienim. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio.